Have you ever faced a challenge that felt impossible to overcome? This is the story of a teacher from the Philippines who endured the heartbreak of 3 miscarriages. It's a journey of faith, hope, and the courage to keep believing. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin the spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book The Unknown Miracles of the Saint of the Stigmata by Jose Maria Zavala, and it revolves around a married couple in the Philippines who faced the heartbreaking challenge of repeated miscarriages. This short but moving testimony is shared by the mother, Carlota Nacario Teodoro. She shared, "Allow me to introduce myself. I am a teacher at St. Bede's College in Alabang, Metro Manila, Philippines. My husband is a sailor. From the time of our marriage on 3rd June 2000 until 2002, I suffered 3 miscarriages. In the last miscarriage, the baby was 4 months old when the tragedy occurred. My husband and I were devastated." Now, you can just imagine the heartbreak this couple endured. "My wife and I were married for about 4 years before being blessed with a child. I remember the doubts creeping in, wondering if we'd ever have a child. But honestly, our concerns seem pale in comparison to what Carlota and her husband went through." But let's continue with the story. "One day, while reading the newspaper, I came across a story about a teacher like me who had a child through Padre Pio's intercession. I kept the article in my purse and, moved by curiosity, purchased a biography of the Italian friar that very afternoon. In December 2002, I decided to pray his novena with great devotion. Just 2 months later, on 4th February 2003, I became pregnant for the 4th time. I pleaded with Padre Pio even more fervently to watch over the child growing within me. The pregnancy progressed without any complications, and on 16th September, our first child was born. Naturally, we named him Pio Craig Teodoro." End of testimony. Now, over the years, many of you following this channel have joined me in praying various novenas. But have you ever wondered about the origin of novena prayers? Where did this beautiful tradition begin, and why 9 days? Well, I did some research and found answers that I'd love to share with you. Let's start with the meaning behind the name itself. As many of you may already know, the word novena comes from the Latin novem, meaning 9, and it typically refers to a series of prayers or devotions spread over 9 consecutive days. But did you know that the tradition of novena prayers has its roots in scripture? To put it briefly, the novena tradition originates from the period between the ascension of Jesus and Pentecost, as recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. In other words, after Jesus ascended into heaven, Mary and the apostles gathered in prayer for 9 days, awaiting the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This period of intense communal prayer is seen as a prototype of the novena. Over the centuries, novenas have evolved into structured prayers for specific intentions, such as interceding for the deceased, preparing for a feast day, or asking for a particular grace, like Mrs. Theodora from today's story. During the Middle Ages, the novena became a popular form of devotion, particularly in preparation for major liturgical feasts. For example, a novena may be prayed in anticipation of Christmas, Easter, or even Pentecost. And here's something interesting. Novenas are not limited to this 9-day format. For example, the 9-hour novena to the infant Jesus of Prague, which, as its name suggests, is prayed once every hour for 9 consecutive hours. Also, novenas can be prayed perpetually, that is, after completing the initial 9 days, one can simply start over, and so indefinitely. Padre Pio was known to pray like this. So, what about you, my dear viewers? Have you ever prayed a novena and experienced something remarkable? If you have, please share your experiences in the comments section below. As we approach the solemnity of Pentecost this Sunday, I wish you all a blessed and joyful celebration. And I hope today's brief explanation of novenas deepens your prayer life, reminding you of the great miracle and grace of Pentecost each time you pray a novena. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.